COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Demon Sea.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
We are. We're on.
Oh, welcome. So, three boys united. But there's two boys at the moment.
And just my voice, because I haven't got a webcam.
That's all right. I mean, I can turn mine off. Does this one normally go out on the webcam, or is this one where they have the webcam, or do they not have the webcam?
I do it for clips sometimes.
Okay, we'll keep it for clips. And I mean, we can have a clip of one man. That's something, isn't it?
I'm very, I'm also worried about playing any more future kind of archive videos.
Yeah, I mean, there were some issues. You know, if you've only just heard about, the Demon Sea podcast, if you just tuned in and thought, I'll check this trendy new young person's chat-based internet program out. You know, I've heard they sort of venture into the world of, what you can only describe as vintage films. And we did that last week, didn't we, Reese? We looked at some vintage films.
And I hadn't watched them before, and it was horrible.
Yeah, and we looked at a vintage film, and it was all very good. It was good fun. It was a bit tongue-in-cheek, and it sort of mentioned the stranger danger, you know, and all those sort of quite genteel, sort of old-fashioned, keep away from a man with a bag of sweets, you know, watch out for somebody hanging around outside a playground.
Odd-looking men.
Yeah, and it was funny.
Dead eyes.
Yeah, it was really funny because it was a little bit, you know, slightly off-key and a little bit not quite that accurate. And then something happened, which, you know, we didn't feature it all in the final podcast, but something happened that really caused
a lot of upset.
I couldn't sleep for about 2 or 3 days afterwards. I'm over it now, that's fine. But it definitely, it left an impression, unlike a lot of the other episodes, which you just forget.
Yeah,
but this one
left an impression for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, definitely all the wrong reasons. And you know, we won't be going back to that. We definitely won't be going back to that. So that's a good thing.
Maybe we should play it for Mike, see if he has the same reaction.
Yeah, I mean, well, what I would suggest, if we do play it for Mike, we could maybe do it when we're not recording it, or
just send it to him as a gift on DVD.
Yeah, you know, get it. I mean, I tell you what, if you are someone who follows this podcast on the reg and you want to be quite badly upset, send us £50 or £60 in cash.
Yeah.
We'll burn it off onto DVD and send it to you.
Well, if we want Mike to watch it, then what we should do is get a blank DVD, burn it on there, and then design a case that says a new Elvis documentary you haven't seen yet.
Yeah. What about this? A new Elvis documentary you haven't seen yet, which features as yet unseen footage of him with Burt Reynolds.
Yes, there we go.
Because that would work really well. We could make a cover. We could make a front cover with Burt Reynolds on and Elvis, and then we could give it to him. Say, there you go. This is unseen footage. I got it. A mate of mine used to be Elvis's mate. Of course, he'd go into the room to watch it, and he'd come out with, you know, blood coming out of his eyes, which is what we went through.
It's pretty much what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's only right that he goes through it as well. I'll just check and see if he is available for this one. Let's have a quick look.
He said he was.
Yeah, he gave a thumbs up sign. You know,
he did.
So that's something, isn't it? You know, but here we are, two boys when it should have been three, enjoying themselves, free and easy on the highway of life.
I did a video on social media saying they'd be all three.
I mean, I did mention
the kids are fighting upstairs.
It's all right. Do you want to go and have a word with them? I can keep us going.
Go on, yeah. Hang on, I'll be back now. Hang on.
You pop upstairs. So Lisa's gone upstairs, which means it's just me by myself again. And, you know, it happens quite a lot, doesn't it? You know, you agree to meet with some people's, you know, you give them a time and a place and a location. You know, I'll be there, meet us up. And, you know, they don't turn up, do they? And they've always got an excuse. You know, something went wrong with the family. You know, oh, we had an house fire, you know. one of my kids had his leg cut off by a power saw, something like that. You know, people have always got excuses, haven't they? They haven't got time for you unless you're giving them something for free. Which, in many ways, you know, we're doing that with the podcast. Like, you know, you get something for free, but you know, we're just getting to subscribe to it, to tune into it. You're getting it for free, but yeah, when I'm asking the other people to turn up, they're not bothering. And it says a lot about, you know, respect, doesn't it? You know, they're not respecting themselves or each other enough to actually put the hours in to come and do the podcast, you know.
So it ends
up, oh, he's back. Brilliant. How's he looking up there? Everything all right?
Someone stole somebody else's Lego from somebody else's room. It was a nightmare.
Oh, what sort of Lego? Was it just a block of Lego or something they're making at the moment?
No, they got like a ton of the, like, I don't know, like all the different character Legos and stuff. So yeah, it was just a little bit like, just a bit of intense kind of typical, you know, how you imagine a battle between a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old arguing over Lego would go.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I've got a micro memory about Lego, actually. I'm happy to share that. I'll fill a bit of time.
Go for it.
Micro memories in about 1985, so somewhere between 1984 and 1986, possibly 87. I feel like it was more like 1986. Colonel Gaddafi was in the news quite a lot. He was a bit of a troublemaker by all accounts. I mean, as a 10-year-old, I don't all the full ins and outs of it, but we all know he caused his fair share of problems in his time. I mean, I know for a fact he caused so much outrage that they ended up killing him and putting a broom up his bottom. That's a separate story. That's not so much a micro memory, more a piece of current affairs. Anyway, in about 86, I had some Lego, big box of the stuff from a cousin. A couple of cousins had it. So we had a big mix of different coloured bricks, parts of a train track, maybe the punk, diggers, all sorts of things. Anyway, one day I made this giant sort of 12-wheeled vehicle that had a shovel, the type of shovel you find on a JCB at the front, a yellow one. And as I was making it, the news was on and it was talking about that troublemaker, Colonel Gaddafi. So I christened it the Gaddafi Smasher. And I said, that's quite a brave 10-year-old. I said, if I went out there with this, I'd teach him a lesson or something akin to that. And of course, I was so proud of it, I took it into school in my satchel the next day. I said, look at this, lads, I've made a Gaddafi Smasher. And all the other boys stood round in awe as I got it out of the box. I showed them my 12-wheel vehicle with a JCB shovel at the front. And they all said, that's amazing. What are you going to do with it? I said, I'm going to kill Colonel Gaddafi. And they said, yeah, we'll help. So we all put our arms around each other. And we walked around the playground saying, kill Gaddafi, kill Gaddafi. Yeah. And one of the lads' parents turned up and told us to shoot Mike.
No, keep going. It's like Gaddafi, you have listened for the last 30 seconds. Go on.
And we all walked around the yard with our arms around each other, chanting, kill Gaddafi, kill Gaddafi. And Daniel Tyson's dad, he was a bit CND. He said, lads, chill out. You don't know what you're talking about. Someone told him to fuck off, and we all ran off. Great memories of my Lego Colonel Gaddafi Smasher there, Mike, which is a great start to the show. Three boys together, and we're really rolling. How are you, Mike?
Superb. Good. Very
brilliant.
Well.
Brilliant. Reese is all right.
Got my new teeth in, look.
Let's have a look.
Have you got new teeth?
Show us your teeth.
Oh, look at those. What shade did you go for?
Bright.
Bright.
Look at that.
Excellent.
You look American. It's great.
So what do they do?
Hey, take guys, the old ones out? Going,
they take the old ones out?
Sure, John. They ground the ones that are down, and it's called a veneer. So it's not actually a crown. It's not actually an implant. It's a veneer.
Did it hurt, Mike?
I'm sure I was in the chair for about 3 hours for the prep stage, and I'm not going to say it was not comfortable. You know, it wasn't comfortable, John, but it didn't hurt. You know, it was fully anesthetized. And, you know, the results are sparkling. I mean, you know.
Your teeth look beautiful, Mike, you know.
It's just the rest of me needs work, but I mean, the teeth are, as the British would say, bang on.
So next step would be the bleaching of the anus. Am I
sure.
correct?
Sure. I need to get my anus bleached.
yeah, I know. So
I'm going to get a tummy tuck. I'm going to get a tummy tuck. I'm going to get a hair transplant.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a jowl reduction, penis enlargement, and anal bleaching. Yeah, John.
So get the whole thing done, and from
and
that
an extra
point on,
tit, of course, I'm going to have an extra tit put in the middle.
In the middle, or on the side there.
One right in the middle, John, right in the, where the sternum would be. Oh, that's where my third breast is going to be, like in the chicken Total Recall.
Of course, you know, if you're looking to have three breasts.
Get your ass
in.
To Mars.
Free your mind. Oh, this is lovely. It's great to be back.
Hey, Koegan, fuck you.
Get your ass to Mars. I had to cut him loose. I had to let him go. Get to the chopper.
Shit, you caught me. I ain't even married.
Oh, so much fun. The same things repeatedly shoved into the ears of the listeners, and they.
I can't stop looking at my teeth.
When did they finish the procedure then? When did they
Yesterday.
Finish that? So does it feel different in the mouth?
Completely different, yeah. It feels like I've got someone else's teeth in my mouth.
Is it nice?
It's different. I'm getting used to it.
Is there residual pain?
No.
Okay. And then, well, I mean, the other ones didn't look...
They were just
quite like the old ones. What?
They're very British, weren't they? They had a certain British charm by
right. See, I think if you wanted really British teeth, you should have had a couple of jagged stumps coming out the side of the top.
Yeah. A couple of McGowan's done.
There was always a kid in school who had that fang, you know, the high
tooth.
Pointed fang. Yeah. Americans are always shocked by British teeth, but I'm always fascinated by them. I think the idea of something growing out of your bottom lip is much more endearing, you know. '70s actors look wonderful, you know.
Look at the keyboard you got there, John. Look very, very cultured. Mate. Are you in the in-laws' house?
I'm in the in-laws' house today. So you can. There's a selection of cricket bats there, Mike.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the claghounds may enter the pain wall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain wall. Twice the clag, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/the demon seed.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.